Father, thank you for bringing us here this evening. Please be with our residents and our city employees. Please guide this meeting this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce? Indicate that he would not be attending this evening. Councilmember Grant, he did indicate he would not be attending this evening. Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Salazar?
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Item 5, citizens' participation. We have one resident this evening signed up, Ms. B.J. Voigt.
Good evening. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. My name is B.J. Voigt. I reside at 3634 Kirby Drive. I have lived in Kirby for over 58 years. I have sent numerous emails with no response. I'm going to read them, and I know that y'all cannot respond to them, but I want to read them, and I will send them again tonight, and maybe I will get responses. On October 22nd, I sent an email to every city council member and city staff that I had the email. On Friday, October 18th at 6:04 p.m., I called dispatch to report a water leak in my front yard. I turned off my water at my side of the meter. I did not touch the city side because it's my understanding that I would have done that, it would have cost me $75 fine. I started to sump pump the water out and dig out the dirt around the meter. I called dispatch again Saturday morning at 7:04. Luckily, my neighbor was at home, so if I needed water or needed to use the facilities, I could go to their home. I called again at 12:04. A city employee showed up after the third call at my house and told me he did not know about the other calls and said that the first report he got of the call was when I placed it at 12:04 on Saturday. When I did call it in, I did tell the dispatch guy that I cut it off. If somebody would have just called me back and let me know they got the call, but not returning phone calls or making a homeowner call three times, it's not acceptable. If I would not have had a cutoff on my side, that water would have ran for 12 hours, if not longer. I would have had to pay the water bill. Because then I turned in, not knowing that the water, and I asked, what is protocol for a homeowner? City of Shirts, they have to respond within 15 minutes and call the homeowner. You know, I dug it out. I tried to help the city workers and do everything. I was told by two people it was on the city side of meter. But that's still not, you don't know. But a homeowner should not have to make three phone calls. That is wrong. And especially since I'm having to pay, if I would not have had the water cut off on my side, and a lot of these old houses do not have cutoffs. If it would have been another homeowner, they would have had a horrendous water bill. And the only time y'all do the water averaging is during the winter averaging months, which I was told by several people that they did get theirs done, not just during the winter averaging. So is that retaliation against me because I've been coming up here and speaking about things that are wrong? I don't know. And I know none of y'all can say something, but I'm the only one this has happened to. And I just feel that that's wrong. The next thing is back in 2011, I sent an email to a T. Boda, July 30th, 2015, sorry. The alley issue about the dirt, the water not draining, which did get taken care of after another homeowner when our three houses flooded in Kirby. And it did get taken care of after the news was called, which I appreciate that. I also have sent an email about my driveway when they redid Kirby Drive. I drive my car into the driveway and it bottoms out. That was in 2015, I sent an email. I sent another email this year, October, let me see, here it is. September 26. Since they're going to, and I'm going to read the whole email. Since they're going to begin the construction of Ackerman and Hickory Hill, I just wanted to make you aware of the problems that happened when Clark Construction repaved Kirby Drive. My car did not bottom out going into our driveway. After they repaved, the car now bottoms out. I would like to see if they can even it out so I do not bottom out my car or anyone that drives into my driveway. It's my repairs. I have to pay for it out of my pocket. It did not happen before Clark redid Kirby Drive. The reason I have pictures, but I didn't bring them tonight. The addresses below are where there is asphalt, because I'm assuming when they drive into their driveway, they bottomed out. There is also some other addresses. I could not see an address on the house. Evidently, other homeowners had this problem on Kirby Drive after the repaving, which before we did not. And I 3414, 3503, 3510, 3610, 3710, 3726, 3802. There's a big dip in the middle of the road. 3810, 4010, 4018, 4026, 4034, 4102. So evidently there was a problem with other people. And I did send an email back in 2015 and nothing was done. It shouldn't take, we shouldn't have, as homeowners, have to go through all that. We pay taxes and they're outrageous. Thank you.
Consideration of an action on minutes for the public hearing and the regular meeting minutes of December 12th. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the public hearing and regular meetings minutes of December 12th, 2019.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept the public hearing regular meeting minutes of December 12th. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. All right, item 7A, the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion for the approval of the quarterly investment report for a period ending September 30th, 2019.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the quarterly investment report for the period ending September 30th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to approve the quarterly investment report for period ending September 30th, 2019. Any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, item 8A, presentations for the 2019 holiday decorating contest winners. I believe Barbara Herb is there. She is. I was like, you moved because you were over there.
I'm Barbara Herb, the chairperson for the Kirby Beautification and Recycling Committee. This is Alice Moxigemba. She is also a member of the committee. This year was the first year that our committee conducted the holiday decorating contest, so it was a learning experience for us. But the intention is that we will continue to do this each year. We limited our categories to just the best decorations, the second best decorations, and the best decorating with using recycled materials. We also opened it up to businesses, and we had no business applications at all. But we did have, and we did see other houses that didn't enter, and we're hoping that next year they catch on and they enter too, because there were some really nice other houses that just weren't entered in the contest. But we did have some really nice ones that did, and fortunately we we are able to recognize them. The first place winners were Yolanda and Luis Maciel. They were at 4034 Cinderella, and they are unable to attend tonight, but they have a corner yard. They decorated all the way around the front, the side, and everything. It's really pretty. If you get a chance, you should go take a look. The second place winners are here, and they are Gregory and Destiny Ramsey, and they live at 3715 Diadem, and they have an absolutely gorgeous display. I must say that first and second place were one vote apart, so they you know, it was very close, very, very close. And they're promising. Gregory's telling me they're going to get even more fantastic next year. But
we'll be number one next year.
But they did a beautiful job, so I want to recognize them. And the best recycling, the best use of recycled materials is Tammy Smith. And there she is. And her address is, 2915 Allen Shepherd. And she did some really creative things with recycled materials. And so we want to recognize her too. So those are our winners.
Others are able to follow suit. It also lights up the street, because as y'all know, I think that some of the streets are really dark, so the Christmas lights actually added some much needed light, in my opinion. So thank you very much for setting up all those lights for the public to enjoy. All right, we will move to item 9A for a public hearing on a request for a variance to the zoning ordinance, single family dwelling, District R1, Section 153053, to consider permitting encroachment into the 15-foot front yard setback for the construction of a carport located at CB4018B Block 6, Lot 65, otherwise known as 5007 Thomas Paine, Kirby, Texas 78219. I will close our regular meeting at 7:13 and open the public hearing. If there is anyone who wishes to speak on this matter, either for or against, please take the podium and just state your name. Anybody who wishes to speak on this matter? Okay, I will close the public hearing at 7:13 and reconvene the regular meeting, and we will move to item 10A, discussion and possible action on a request for a variance to the zoning ordinance, single family dwelling, District R1, Section 153053, to consider permitting encroachment into the 15-foot front yard setback for the construction of a carport located at CB4018B, Block 6, Lot 65, otherwise known as 5007 Thomas Paine, Kirby, Texas. In our packet, we all received a list of the property owner, Xavier De Leon, what he would like to propose. This did go in front of planning and zoning at their last meeting. Mr. De Leon, would you like to take the podium? And if you'd like to, if you'd just like to give us an overview of what you're requesting.
Good evening. My name is Xavier De Leon. I reside on the address 5007 Thomas Paine, Kirby, Texas 78219. Yes, we had discussed the other day about, I'd like to construct or build a carport at my property. And being that my driveway is really kind of small, I have multiple cars, and I want to extend further out, which is exceeds the 15 feet from the curb in, which is measures 5 feet and 5 inches, I believe, that we have there. And just wanna, you know, haven't built that far to cover my multiple cars, but also, you know, to protect my investment, my cars or whatever, from Mother Nature.
And I know that at P&Z, there was a concern about that it would impede the utilities. And you had mentioned that you had spoken with the director. Gilbert, do you foresee any problem with the... Okay.
How many cars do you have?
I got four. And
how many people live in your residence? It's zoned for single family.
Yeah, it's me and my son. I have a son. But I have invested, you know, other vehicles, you know. And
according to your drawing, you have a two-car garage.
Right.
Plus a two-car driveway.
Right. And my garage is, I have storage stuff there that I need to keep, you know, outside.
And how many cars do you have?
I have four. And I mean, we talked about that, but I noticed other homeowners, they have extended carport, and I have addresses that I went by and scoped the area. So I know, according to your ordinance, you know, what it says, but.
And those carports exceeded what
yes.
you're trying to exceed?
Yes, sir. And I know we talked about utilities, whatever, it doesn't interfere with anything, you know, as far as my driveway and the water meter. My utilities are torn back. There's nothing in the front.
And if it were to be approved by the city council, what kind of material would
you? It's going to be metal, and it won't be attached to the house.
And not enclosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the request for the variance to the zoning ordinance, single family dwelling, District R1, Section 153.053, to consider permitting encroachment into the 15-foot yard setback for the construction of a carport located at CB4018B Block 6, Lot 65, otherwise known as 5007 Thomas Paine, Kirby, Texas, 78219.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to grant the variance to the zoning ordinance for the single family dwelling district R1 section 153.053 for the property at 5007 Thomas Paine. Is there any other discussion?
How close to curb is this front of this going to end up being? I thought I seen something in here.
It's 5 feet,
be like
5 inches.
Only 5 feet from the curb.
5 feet, 5 inches. Curb is, I mean, not the curb, the sidewalk is about 3 feet wide. And then, of course, you have your curb. And it still goes inside the driveway a little bit. Just the overhang is coming, not the post. The post sits back.
That's getting awful close to the curb line to...
Yeah, well, like I said, I have addresses that other people have further out, even up to the into the sidewalk.
So, but what you're saying is, it's the top is going to overhang, and that's what's going to be the encroachment.
No. It's further back in.
So what you're saying is from. With the curb, including the 3-foot curb, That's 5 feet, and then that's where your carport's going to end?
Yes, the overhang.
Not the post.
Not the post, right.
That's what I was getting at. I meant the overhang and not the post.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that'd be sufficient to cover my cars.
So how far back would the post set?
I think they figure about 3 feet or 4 feet. Since it's metal, you know, metal's strong and durable, so, you know.
When your cars are parked in the driveway, do they block the sidewalk?
No, ma'am. Some of my mailboxes are on the sidewalk and they block the sidewalk. But no, the vehicles don't.
Is there any further discussion? All right, will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
No.
Councilmember Salazar?
No.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Since there isn't a four yeses, the variance is not granted.
Okay. So what are the other options?
Build it smaller.
How small?
It still would have to go back in front of planning and zoning, so.
It won't be enough to cover one car. I mean, I got two cars side by side, but just the back of it. So let me ask, let's go back to what I said earlier about the other addresses that have their extended. How come they're able to do that?
We can't speak for them, but.
We can't speak for previous council.
Yeah, we can't speak for a previous council either, so. But either way, the way you represent it here, you got a two-car garage and a two-car driveway. And that should be ample room to protect your vehicles.
Okay, so, I mean, it's still no helping me to understand, like you said, regardless,
carport
the
right
panel.
Now.
Like you said,
and then he wants to.
It depends on the panel who was here before.
This is the street.
So I'm sure that the policy was there, you know, how long?
The what?
The policy as far as the ordinance,
the ordinance?
The being 15 feet or whatever.
But that's why you come in front of the council to get permission.
Okay. So these people got permission, evidently.
But I can't speak for the council prior to me.
I just hate to see us given all of these variances and they're so close to the street. I mean, that's not even our neighborhoods anymore.
What's that?
You know, you're extending way out.
Okay, but mine isn't even going that far compared to these addresses that I have.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going.
You could either resubmit a new variance request and go through that process again, or you'd have to build it to the specifications in the ordinance. So
okay.
If you want to contact Patty in the office, you know, tomorrow, Monday, to talk about those options. But I mean, we really shouldn't be discussing it anymore at this point.
Okay, well, what we're trying to get at is who else can I talk to?
Right, so
I don't see no fairness right here. There's no fairness. Okay, but that's the only two options you guys gave me. Either build it smarter or.
Okay, build it to specs or you can request a new variant.
Okay.
Item 10B, update, discussion, and possible action on Ben Zingelman Road reconstruction project. Our director, Gilbert Salas.
Evening, Mayor, Council. They got pretty much all the north side of the driveways done. Not much else has been done besides some forms that they set on the southern side of Ben Zingelman. They have not poured because it was my understanding this is coming from the subcontractor that they weren't, the vendor for the concrete wasn't up to date as far as pay. So I guess they were waiting to pay the concrete contractor or the vendor. And then the fire hydrant is yet to be installed as well. So last I spoke with them, they said they were coordinating with CPS on that. And I'm not sure if that meeting happened or not. But as far as moving along, when they are there, they're moving pretty quickly. The forms are set pretty well, and the base, the quality of work is there, and it's good. It's just they need to get out there. So they haven't been out there this week, or today, actually. They were here earlier in the week. So
somebody was there this morning.
Well, I didn't see any ample work getting done. Maybe they were inspecting or something.
I don't know if somebody was there this morning working, because I thought it was interesting that they were there with
I didn't
trailers
see them
and stuff.
All right, I didn't catch them today, so.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. There's not much to update on. It's kind of the same other than the forms that they set up between the last time we met and now. So, I mean, they did pour a significant amount of concrete last week, I believe. But after that, it's just forms.
Anybody else have any questions on Ben Zingelman?
No.
All right, we will move to item 10C, update, discussion, and possible action on Hickory Hill Drive reconstruction project.
All right, the project's completed. We're just waiting for the to get a date scheduled for the final punch list, and then we can do our final walkthrough. So we're going to do a walkthrough with the punch list, point out all those items, go through the emails, through the engineer, myself, and the contractors, and I'll go and verify that they corrected all the punch list items, and then after that we'll move to final completion.
And when are we expected to do that?
I'm guessing maybe possibly the beginning of the year or next week. I haven't had any correspondence with anybody. We're waiting for them to schedule it. So
anybody else have any questions on that? Thank you, Gilbert. All right, item 10D, discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. We do have one vacancy. I do not have any applications in front of me. Barbara, Alice, do y'all have any that y'all know of? All right, 10E, discussion and possible action on appointing alternate members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. There are currently 3 alternate vacancies. I do not have any applications in front. Patty, anything come in after? Okay. Item 10F, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. In our packet, we did not have any. However, when I was walking in, Norma handed me one for Mr. Michael Martin. So there is an application now in for board membership to the Kirby Senior Center Board for Michael Martin, if anyone would like to entertain a motion for that.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept Michael Martin's application.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to appoint Michael Martin to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Mr. Martin, you will be hearing from Norma and that board shortly.
I talked to them too.
All right.
Good job, BJ.
Item 10G, discussion and possible action on appointing one member to a charter review commission. As you recall, we have appointed six so far: Stephanie Faulkner, Mary Lawler, Jean Manning, Roger Roman, Susan Street, Thomas Hernandez, and we have one other application for Jacqueline Jackson, who is also on our EDC board. She has turned an application with interest to serve on the Charter Review Commission. I will entertain a motion if anyone would like to do so. Jacqueline Jackson.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept Jacqueline Jackson to the Charter Review Commission.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to appoint Jackie Jackson to the Charter Review Commission. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. That completes that Charter Review Commission with the requirements of the members. So, Patty, if you can reach out to them and start that process whenever they're available. So I will just read those names again: Stephanie Faulkner, Mary Lawler, Jean Manning, Roger Roman, Susan Street, Thomas Hernandez, and Jackie Jackson. All right, item 10H, discussion and possible action on the City of Kirby employee pay scale. At this time, I will ask for a motion to postpone until January so that we can possibly have a workshop where we have plenty of time to talk about it and everybody revisit all of the contents.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to postpone the action on the City of Kirby employee pay scale to the second meeting in January.
No date.
Okay, I retract that to make a motion to postpone.
That's it.
Done.
And I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to postpone the discussion on the City of Kirby employee pay scale. I will have the City Secretary please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes.
If we could find something preferably in the evening, not on a Saturday. That way, I don't have to come back. All right, item 10J, discussion and possible action. Oh, 10I. I'm going to deviate and go to 10J before that. Discussion and possible action on Councilmember Mike Grant's resignation from the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Councilmember Grant did inform the Senior Center manager of his resignation due to work commitments. So I will entertain a motion for that.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept Mike's resignation from the Kirby Senior Board because of his work schedule.
We have a motion by Councilmember Lehman.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Abadaka to accept Mike Grant's resignation from the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. We go back to item 10I, discussion and possible action on potential future City of Kirby boundary expansion. We have our City Attorney Mark Schnall here to provide some information to make sense of a whole bunch of legal stuff.
Thank you, Mayor. I have what I hope is a short summary about this subject, starting with a brief history. Texas allowed the incorporation of cities beginning in 1858, and shortly thereafter, a provision was added to that law that permitted annexation of land into an existing city by petition of landowners. And typically, cities expanded their boundaries and increased in area through annexation. Home rule cities were allowed in the state of Texas by a constitutional amendment in 1912, and annexation was permitted by unilateral action by a home rule city at that point. Fast forward about 50 years, in 1963, the legislature adopted a Municipal Annexation Act that set out various rules concerning annexation and introducing the term extraterritorial jurisdiction, or ETJ, of a city, and allowing annexation by a city essentially within its own ETJ or as to property that the city owned. The legislature amended the Municipal Annexation Act several times, most significantly in 1999 and 2007, but as far as home rule cities like Kirby are concerned, those changes were manageable and not material. The entire annexation process, however, was dramatically changed by Senate Bill 6, passed in a special session of the 2017 legislature, and that law became effective on December 1, 2017, a little more than 2 years ago. New terms were introduced, terms like Tier 1 cities and Tier 2 cities were added, and Senate Bill 6 also established significant restrictions on annexation. Because the population of Bexar County was over 500,000, Kirby, like other cities within Bexar County, was considered a Tier 2 city under Senate Bill Number 6. And that bill essentially stopped unilateral annexation unless it was completed before the effective date of December 1, 2017. Some cities, including San Antonio, moved forward very quickly on pending annexations to beat that deadline. The current rule, then, is most annexations remain possible only in areas within a city's ETJ, its extraterritorial jurisdiction, or on property owned by an annexing city. Annexation is permitted only on request of the owner of the of each owner of land that you want to annex, or of an area with a population less than 200, where there is a petition signed by at least 50% of the registered voter residents of that area, and if the registered owner, the registered voters, don't own at least 50% of the land, then in addition to that petition by those registered owners, you also need to have a request from at least 50% of the land owners. In an area with a population of at over 200 or at least 200, you need to have an election of qualified voters in order to do an annexation. Again, all of this is on property in the ETJ, the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city. There are some narrowly defined areas or circumstances, such as city-owned airports, designated industrial district, navigable streams, where you can also do annexations, but none of those appear to apply or be available to the city of Kirby. The ETJ rule, introduced in the Municipal Annexation Act in the 1960s, basically says, as far as Kirby is concerned, the extraterritorial jurisdiction of a municipality is the unincorporated area that is contiguous to the corporate boundaries of the municipality and that is located within 1 mile of those boundaries. in the case of a municipality with between 5,000 and 24,999 inhabitants. So for Kirby, your ETJ would be unincorporated areas within 1 mile of your existing borders. Section 43.014 of the Local Government Code provides that a municipality may annex area only in its extraterritorial jurisdiction unless the city owns the area. So the combination of all that I've said is that the city of Kirby is completely surrounded by the corporate limits of the city of San Antonio and has no land in its extraterritorial jurisdiction because it has no extraterritorial jurisdiction because there's not any property that within a mile of the city boundaries that is contiguous to the city and is unincorporated because all your boundaries are touch the city of San Antonio. So the question I asked myself is, well, what's left? And essentially, what's left is making a deal with the city of San Antonio. Section 43.015 of the Texas Local Government Code provides that adjacent municipalities, Kirby and San Antonio, may make mutually agreeable changes in their boundaries of areas that are less than 1,000 feet in width. The city of Kirby has previously entered into boundary adjustment agreements with the city of San Antonio, once when Ms. Tedford was city manager, and once fairly early in Ms. Vernon's term, about 3 years ago, we did a boundary adjustment with the city of San Antonio. It took negotiation with the city. It was a trade of land, in a sense, but it was possible at that time. We don't know what the possibilities would be now, but don't ask, don't get. So while there is no assurance that the city of San Antonio would be receptive to another boundary adjustment with the city of Kirby, one starting point would be to identify what areas you as the governing body suggest to city staff as being logically appropriate to become part of the city of Kirby. I hope that does help. I know that Ms. Vernon provided a 50, 60 page article written by the senior general counsel of the Texas Municipal League, updating a paper that they've had on their website for years, but updating it to take into account the legislation adopted both in 2017 and 2019 on this subject. There really isn't any point in my going through how you actually go through getting a petition or holding an election on landowners in your ETJ because, as I said earlier, because of the unusual circumstance where the city of Kirby does not have any ETJ, it doesn't seem like a good use of your time to know much about that. But I think what is useful for y'all is to think whether now or at a future meeting, or even independently, if Ms. Vernon is comfortable with members of the governing body just sending her some information or some suggested areas so that staff could begin a process of evaluating how that might be done with the appropriate people in San Antonio. If there are any questions, I'll do my best to answer them.
Well, I'm the one who brought this all forward. And the only reason, well, there's two reasons. I wanted to have Kirby in the future to be able to move their boundaries and get more territory in their city limits. I've been talking to one gentleman that's been pretty outspoken here in Kirby. He's personal friends of the mayor of Schertz. And he has given me information that if Kirby does not get off of their ump, Schertz will end up taking everything from Schertz's boundary all the way to Kirby's boundary.
You mean Converse?
They're going,
Converse? Uh-huh. You mean Converse?
Converse.
Oh, okay. You said shirt, so that's...
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Converse. And I do know we don't have anything to offer as far as land or trade out or anything. But the last deal that we made was very well worked out. The city manager, with her knowledge of what she knew people down at the city hall, and our former mayor, they worked together and they managed to get what property we did get
mm-hmm.
on a trade out as far as money was concerned. So it looks like that's the only way that we will ever be able to move our boundaries is to make a deal with San Antonio in some type of tax transaction like we did on the last one. Now, I know it's going to be a long, drawn-out affair, but if we don't start doing something here in Kirby, we might as well just kiss everything around us goodbye. And when it's all said and done, I hate to say it, our taxes are going to end up going up for us to be able to do what we want to do for our citizens here in Kirby.
Well, Mr. Lehman, I understand what you're saying. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but I think what would help Ms. Vernon and staff would be to get some ideas from the governing body, from the city council, as to what direction would offer the best opportunity to help the city of Kirby.
Yeah.
First decide what you want, and then Ms. Vernon and staff can try and figure out, you know, what it will cost, whether that's a cost in property or cost in dollars or whatever. But I think it would help staff to know what the members of the governing body and obviously members of the public as well think might be valuable areas within which the city might grow. We are stuck with the law. We cannot change it. Converse, I believe, is in the last throes of a major expansion of its boundaries. And I can't remember that that's just what's, I think it's, a lot of it is unincorporated Bexar County, which we just don't have any that touches the city of Kirby. And if Converse does complete that, I think the projection was their population would, I think, double, Ms. Vernon, something like that.
They're going up to Walsham Road, 78 in Walsham.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big area that they're going to be taking into their city limits, and it's an area that needs a lot in the way of infrastructure and in regard to city services. And so, you know, we don't have the same option that Converse has because we don't have an unincorporated area contiguous touching any city boundary. And so our option, like you and I have said already this evening, is to try and make a deal with San Antonio. And the starting point, I think, is figuring out what we would ask for. And then once we know what we'd ask for, staff can start exploring with the counterparts in San Antonio about what might be possible.
Yeah. Okay, at this point, what I would like to do is, can we have a work session that we can sit down with a open map of our area and put our heads together and see what we can do. If we can get any feedback from our citizens on a meeting like that, that's perfectly all right with me too. But I think after the first year, I think we need to sit down and let's see what we can look at, and because we can go in different areas. We could just go straight on down Ackerman Road, say to 10, and look at this section. Or we can go west, which is where all the sales tax money that would come back to our city.
But you understand, if we go west, we're going to have to take on some bad before we get to good.
Yeah, I'll admit that. We got to take on...
I want you to visualize that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I've talked to other people about that, you know, that we would have to take over.
Well, that's those discussions need to be whenever we have a workshop.
Right. Now, we can do that. That's what I'd like to go forward on, and at least let's start working on something.
Are there any other questions for Mark specifically? Thanks, Mark. Mm-hmm. All right, that moves us to item 11A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interests. Councilmember Apodaca.
Last meeting we had talked about the volunteer forum for the senior center and the city of Kirby. I did do a little research, and it seems that I checked East Central, San Antonio Independent School District, and Judson. I actually like Judson's application the best. I have some other samples y'all can look at. There's a disqualification criteria for volunteers. There's also a question about what kind of checks that we want to do. There's 8 popular types of checks. Some other details that to keep in mind is the volunteers have to reapply every year. And if the background check is going to be statewide, nationwide, whatever we decide.
Do you want to put that on do you want to set an agenda?
Yeah, because it's it can get pretty detailed, and I think we need to discuss it. And I think that we really need to get this done and decide what we want. Okay.
So can you put that on the first January? Yes.
Yeah.
And then if you can supply the city staff with that, then that's something that they can provide.
Okay.
The rest of the council for that meeting. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Councilmember Lehman?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say is hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Hope everybody has a Happy New Year and a safe one. And I hope we get to see all of you back here in January.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge.
Well, first of all, I'll thank everybody for coming out tonight. This past Sunday, we had our Santa Parade. And this was the first year in many years that I've seen a lot of citizens that got out and decorated their houses. I was so impressed and so proud of our citizens because our city was literally lit up. I was very impressed with our citizens. And thank you to everybody that entered the contest. And hopefully next year we will have more. It was very fun seeing everything. Seeing a lot of people, you know, coming out to see Santa Claus. It was just really nice. But I did want to ask... do we have a response time if somebody calls in a water leak?
We do, because there's always an on-call water person, so mm-hmm. it just depends on where they call. So we can research in a particular instance and see where, because if you call dispatch or if you directly call the on-call phone, there's a process in place.
Okay, so if a resident has a water leak, are they to call? Are they to call the non-emergency line, the 8515?
So it depends on what it is. Best case scenario is if it's Monday through Friday during business hours, 8 to 5, they can call and report it to City Hall. After hours and weekends, they should call dispatch. Either location immediately reports it to the on-call water, you know, if that is actually an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. Can we get with Ms. BJ to see, to research what happened, why that? Okay.
There was an email sent.
We did.
Okay.
Send that again.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was in October.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and be safe going home. See you next year.
Councilmember Salazar.
Yeah, everybody said it already. Everybody have a Happy New Year. Don't drink and drive. All I can tell you.
Thank you, everybody, for attending this evening. I wanted to thank our employees for everything that you do day in and day out. Thank you to our volunteers for everything that y'all do to support the city and the endeavors. On Christmas Eve, many of you already know her, Veronica Herrera. She organized a suicide prevention awareness gathering, and it was at on FM 78 in front of QT, and Councilmember Apodaca had also participated, and it was basically just reminding passerbys that they matter and that nothing is too great that you need to take your life, and that if you are experiencing some kind of turmoil or mental anguish, that there are places and numbers that you can call. So I think it's a very important message. The holidays aren't fun for a lot of people, especially if you're grieving, if you're down on hard times, if you're in, you know, honestly, if you're in professions such as our fire department or our police department, you see things day to day that you sometimes, well, probably not sometimes, but that you don't forget. So I think it's an important message, and I was sad that I had to work because I would have really liked to have participated in that. But Veronica is a very powerful voice with suicide awareness. Unfortunately, it touched her personally and her family, so that's why she's so passionate about that. So maybe there will be other opportunities, but it's just be kind to each other. Everybody's going through something that you may not know of, and it's amazing what a smile can do, what a nice word can do, but it's also amazing what, or tragic, what words can do to somebody if they're in a certain place in their mind. So I did want to just commend Veronica for putting that together, and for Sylvia to participate that, and Lindy was out there too. So I think it's important that we, especially such a small community that we have. I did, Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge mentioned the fire department. Kirby Police Department also had Cookies with Santa on Sunday. And again, it was a dynamic showing. There was a lot of people there. There was children coming in, having hot chocolate. We went through a whole container of hot chocolate and marshmallows, so it was a really good time. Again, the fire department echoing that, thank you so much. For, you know, for putting that on every year. It's something that everybody looks forward to, the ones that have been here forever, and also the ones who are new to our city. And please have a happy new year and be safe, and we'll see you next year. Adjourned.